हरे कृष्णा, डोंट केयर सो मच फॉर डिजायर दैट इट डजेंट केयर फॉर द डिजायरर. सपोज अ पर्सन इज राइडिंग अ हॉर्स. नाउ द हॉर्स नीड्स टू बी गिवन अफेक्शन, बट द हॉर्स शुड बी पैम्पर्ड. द हॉर्स हैज टू बी ब्रोकन, इट हैज टू बी डिसिप्लिंड. इफ द हॉर्स इज नॉट डिसिप्लिंड, इफ द राइडर who comes aboard the horse comes wants to ride for pleasure, but if the rider is not able to rein in the horse, then the horse may careen out of control and knock off the rider, and the rider may fall to injury or even death. So the horse needs to be cared for, but not cared for so much that its every whim is pampered to, so that it goes out of control and then it ruins the rider who was actually caring for the horse. Now, something similar can happen with us with respect to our desires. Just as a horse enables the rider to move here and there fast, similarly, our desires are what enable us to move. When we have a desire for something, we act. And then we go here, we go there. And desire, any if we are doing something without much desire, then we are not really animated, we are not really energized in doing it. So desire can be in that sense compared to a horse. But if we care too much for a desire, we say, if I desire to eat, and our desire to eat is natural, necessary, that's how we get the necessary nourishment for our body. But if we care too much for the desire, then whenever we feel like eating, we start eating. Whatever we feel like eating, we start eating. However much we feel like we desire to eat, we start eating that much. And that kind of pandering to the desire for eating is the formula for ruining our health. Not only will we get obesity, we will get indigestion, and we can get a variety of other problems because of such utterly unregulated eating. So we need to care for desire. You know, our desire can well indicate things that we need. Our desire can indicate what is our interest, what is our inspiration. But our desire can also go out of control and drag us in self-destructive directions. So for example, many times people get addicted to things, and addiction is nothing but a desire gone wildly out of control. And the desire is just like a wild horse may trample on its rider. An addictive desire is a desire which tramples on the desirer and destroys the desire's intelligence, destroys the desire's finances, destroys the desirer's relationships, destroys the desirer's integrity, and destroys the desirer's life itself. So we need to make sure that we don't let our desires take control of our lives. So the Bhagavad Gita talks about this when it says that pravartante ashuchi vrataha ashuchi vrataha. What happens is that those who give in to desires, those who in an unregulated, unrestricted way indulge in their desires, what happens to them? The Gita 16.10 says that actually anek chitta vibhranta काममाश्रित्य दुष्पूरं दम्भमानमदान्वितः मोहाद् गृहीत्वा सिद्ग्राहान् प्रवर्तन्ते अशुचिव्रतः. सो कामम आश्रित्य दुष्पूरं, काम डिजायर इज नेचुरल, बट व्हेन वन टेक्स शेल्टर ऑफ दैट डिजायर, एंड एस्पेशली डिजायर दैट इज दुष्पूरं, दैट इज इनसेशियबल, व्हेन वन टेक्स शेल्टर ऑफ दैट काइंड ऑफ डिजायर, काममाश्रित्य दुष्पूरं, देन व्हाट हैपेंस? Dambhaman madanvitaha. Dambhaman, that one is arrogance and considerations of honor. Mohat grihitva sadgrahan. In illusion, grihitva, we accept that which is temporary. We crave for the fleeting. And pravartante ashuchi vrataha. We engage in unclean vows. That means, under the spell of desire, people sometimes do horrible things. Sometimes a person, who's consumed by the desire to eat, may say that I am going to eat 50 gulab jamuns today. And then they eat, and then they just to ruin their health with all the sugar and all the weight and all the things. Or they may say, I'm going to drink so much liquor today. And then it has can have catastrophic consequences. So we ourselves take foolhardy, self-destructive, devilish resolutions under the spell of desire. And that's why we have to care for desire, because desire is natural in one sense, but we have to care. We shouldn't care so much for desire that we pander to every desire in every form. Rather, we should care for Krishna more. We should care for Krishna the most. And we direct our desire towards Krishna, and we harmonize our desires with Krishna's desires, with Krishna's directions. So when we care for Krishna, that means we practice bhakti yoga and we strive to do the things, strive to love Krishna. Then the power of our desire becomes disciplined, becomes channeled, and then our desire takes us towards happiness, doesn't drag us down towards misery. Thank you. Hare.